Good morning, everyone. Y'all come on in. It's Handling the Holidays, Reloaded Month. I love handling the holidays. It's probably one of my favorite courses that we teach because it is very notorious for women to just give up on weight loss. I mean, if you think about what happens in November and December every year, like we totally forget that a good percentage of the year is left. Like it's 2 months. It's 61 days of the year. And yet it's like, we just check out and we just decide, oh, for 2 months out of my, like, I want y'all to just even do the math. If you think about, if you live on the face of this earth for, let's just say 80 years. All right. I'm going to be trying to do math and this is going to suck. So 2 months out of every year, that would be times 80 divided by, let's see, 160 would be divided by 12. That's like spending 13, I believe if the math is correct, 13 years of your life, of your entire lifespan saying, I don't have time. I can't go after what I want. I'm too busy. I have to put my life on hold. I just can't. Because what a lot of us are doing during the holidays, it's like, it's not that y'all need to be like you're not going to enjoy your holidays and stuff, but so many of you are just giving up. You just go into neutral. And I don't know, like 13 years of my fucking life, do I really want to go to my grave saying, for 13 years, she gave up like a boss. She just kind of checked. She just like mailed it in for 13 years of her life. And we don't even think about that stuff until we put it into some perspective. You have 61 days left of this year. 61 days to affect some amazing change in your life. And of those 61 days, not many of them are actually spent face down in food. Unless you give up. Unless you start making excuses like, now's not the time. No way could I lose weight during this time of year. This is the thing. It's like, I will tell all of you, you're not overweight because of Hanukkah, Thanksgiving, and Christmas. That is not why any of us are overweight. If you look at the totality of the year, why are we overweight? All the non-holidays, all the days that we don't have parties, all these other days where we're stressing ourselves out, overwhelming ourselves for no reason, thinking that we can't, and doing all that shit. So we are not going to do that for the holidays. Not on my watch and no BS. So today we're going to be talking about it. Let me get my notes up for y'all. That's a whole different class that I got to teach today. Wrong class. All right. So this month, we are going to be doing Handling the Holidays Reloaded. Why is it reloaded? So for brand new people, let me tell you, if you've not finished an OBS, you really need to finish the OBS weight loss course first. That is the backbone of everything. So things I talk about on these Wednesday calls, you're welcome to attend, but I will tell you the things that I talk about will make 1,000 times more sense when you've taken the OBS weight loss course. So if you're on module 2, get your ass over to module 3. Module 1 is where we do the basics. Module 2 is all about how to get out of our fucking shitty diaper in our brain. So many of you come to OBS. What is the one thing y'all want?
You just want to be happy.
Good Lord, Karim, so sick, tired, being just overwhelmed in my life, with my weight. I just want to be happy. I want to be proud. I want to be successful. Happy, proud, and successful are feelings. They don't come with weight loss. Spoiler alert, plenty of people, including probably yourself, have lost weight and realized everybody treats me the same. I'm just wearing a size 10. That feels pretty fucking good, but I still am nervous around food. I'm still scared to weigh in. I'm still wondering if people like my body. I'm still judging myself. If you want to drop the shit that makes you feel bad, you should take module 2 and probably do it more than once. Because rewiring your brain is not a, I'm going to watch an hour's worth of videos and why am I not cured? Got to work on it. Module 3 is going to be all about you overeating. It's all about, like, why do I have urges? How do I sit through them? What do I do if I do overeat? Well, like, what causes my overeats? That's going to be module three. And then module four, we start looking to the future. We start thinking about who we want to be and how do we start inching our way there. And then you take a big ass quiz and then it will tell you like other courses you can take. So if you're new, please make sure you get through No BS. If you've been around for a while and you haven't tapped into No BS in a long time and thou is sitting around not doing jack shit, guess what I would do? I'd go back and re-listen and do it from a newbie perspective. Don't be sitting there going like, well, I've been here like 18 months. I should know better. You don't know better. Quit saying you should know better. Here's the truth. I don't know better. Maybe I should go listen to that shit again from a newbie mindset. Remind myself of how easy this can be. Because those of you who aren't doing jack shit and are thinking you should know better, you have complicated what it takes to lose weight in your head. You've allowed all that mentality to come back in. You've let all that shit come back in. Retake the fucking course. That's why it sits there on the homepage staring at you every damn day. And then this month, for all of you who are like, you know what? I'm kind of doing the things. I want to get ready for the holidays. I got time to work on this stuff. We're going to do Holidays Reloaded together, which means the course is now, let me make sure I read this right. So I want to make sure I give you all the right directions. If you go to this month in No BS, there is a button on the website in the menu. You click on that, and that's where Handling the Holidays, the course, resides right now. It's four short videos that give you the foundations for how we're going to handle the holidays. Then you're going to come back to me. And then on every Wednesday of this month, I'm going to help your ass with bonus lessons. We're going to talk about all the things every single Wednesday, and I'm probably going to be fired up like I am all the time. So you can watch the pre-recorded class on the website. It's less than an hour. It's just four lessons. You can use the special resources that are in that course all season long. We have a holiday event meal planning sheet for you. Deciding how you want to think about this holiday season. We kind of get our mindset right. We even have a thing for you to replan, like to do a re-entry plan after the holidays, once your parties and all your celebrations and all your things are over with. So that is all on this month in No BS on that page. All right, so I want to tell you just the, today for all of you, I want you to do the four N's in the holiday worksheet. That's going to kind of be your homework for this week. Hang on, I got to take a drink. Drinking my almond milk this morning, getting it down. So I want you to make sure that you use that, because what that's going to do is that's going to find some of the thoughts that you're having about the holidays that we need to interrupt now, before they kick into full gear. You know, like Halloween is behind us. My baby, I can't believe my child is 21. Y'all, I don't know, this birthday's rocking me a little bit. I just looked at him yesterday and I was like, oh my God, like this is the last like big boy birthday. Just, you know, after this, I mean, every birthday is special, but this was it. And he didn't want to do shit. Like last year I had to take my niece to Las Vegas and like blow it out for 3 days. I came back. I think I'd lost like 10 years off my life, to be quite honest. Logan wants nothing. He went to PF Chang's with his aunt. And then she took him to the bookstore because he loves to look at books, and he bought him some books. And I think they went to Target because he likes walking around with Aunt JJ. He came home. He just put on a jacket and said, I want to go out by myself. And I want to walk around the neighborhood, look at the decorations and watch the kids. So he did that. And then he came and talked to us for a little bit. We gave him his little presents. He got literally, I think that child might've gotten 20 or 30 books for his birthday. He loves to read. So we did that. And he is not a drinker, you know, like he just is like, I will not drink. He does not like, he says, I don't want to put anything in my body that makes me feel like, I don't have control over my brain. I'm like, God love you. If you don't want to drink, your mama is going to support that 1,000 times. And then today he's going to the zoo with his grandmother. And then this weekend, we went and took him to dinner on Sunday, but we're going to do something with him this weekend too. Just a little, like probably take him to breakfast or something this weekend. He just doesn't like a big Wahoo. So that's what we're doing. All right. So now that you are all caught up with my son, we are now going to talk about the holidays. So today's class is all about how to ditch the diet drama this holiday season. So the first thing I want everybody to do, and I started teaching this years ago. So if y'all don't know, No BS used to be called Fit and Fat with the PH on both sides. Back in the Fit and Fat days, we had little forums. There was about 30 or 40 of us, and we were in it to win it back in the day. And I had a forum, and it was the first holiday season. I noticed that a lot of my clients were already moaning and groaning about the holidays. I don't know if I can lose weight during the holidays. This is going to be so hard. And like, I was like I was back then. Only thing I could do was type. Like, we didn't have video, so they never got video or audio from me. So I had to be real animated in how I responded. And I was like, oh no, this is not what we are doing. Like, we are not going to sit here and act like wilted flowers, that the holidays just happened to us, and that we ain't got no control, that we aren't the ones putting the fork in our mouth. We're not going to pretend like it's hard. Like, here's the deal. Being around food you're not normally around, that is hard. I give you that. But you know it's not hard? Losing weight during the holidays. It requires one fucking thing. Don't put shit in your mouth on accident. Everything that goes on your mouth needs to be on fucking purpose. That is all it takes. So for all of you who are acting like it's really hard, I won't know what they're saying. Oh, fuck me. What am I doing? Y'all, it does not matter if you don't know what's going to be served. You still have a brain. Your brain's going to look at the food. And guess what your gut's going to tell you? If this is a decent choice or not. Is this going to work for me or not? Am I eating because I'm having a pity party? Or am I eating because I'm feeling empowered right now by telling myself I get to choose? So if you want to ditch the drama, you got to ditch that internal bullshit you think. We cannot be sitting there and acting like we don't have choices. Now, if you come on, I will coach you. If you raise your hand and say, this is what happens at my holidays. I walk in, there's food everywhere. Suddenly, like a gang of dudes, they come grab me. They tie me down to a table. I can't move my arms and my legs. I can't fight. Next thing I know, the jaws of life are opening my mouth and they're just shoving food down. They even got a plunger, making sure it goes down. If you have that scenario, I am more than happy to either coach your ass or I will go with you and beat their asses. But I don't think any of you are having that scenario. This is what I think happens. You go in and you freak out from the get thinking, I don't know what they're serving. There's going to be food pushers everywhere. This is going to be too hard. I'm not used to being around these foods. When you go in, wound up like an asshole, don't be surprised that you don't just end up eating because you're walking in like an anxiety ball. Now, I know for some of you, you're not going to walk in feeling courageous or bold, but we got to take the temperature down. And the temperature getting taken down, first and foremost, starts with listening to thinking ahead of time about what you're going to think when you walk in. Everybody in here, take a moment. And I want you to think, what am I likely to think when I walk into a party? What am I likely to think when I walk into the teacher's lounge and it is treats galore? What am I likely to think when I go to the office and the vendors are just sending in popcorn tins from Walgreens and I act like that's the last fucking bite of caramel corn I'll ever put in my mouth? What am I going to be like when I go to my mama's house and she's going to be saying, but I made it special for you, baby. It's for you. you all know what the fuck you're going to think. So we don't need to act like that's a problem. It's actually very beneficial to know the shit of which your brain will offer you, because it's going to offer it to you now. It's not like you can guess what you're going to be thinking. Is anybody in here having a problem anticipating their bullshit thinking? Said no BS woman ever. So if I was you, here's the first thing I'd do. I'd list out, like, I'd just get a piece of paper out. And I would, like, this is not even in your, like, we will create y'all a worksheet. I'm going to give one on the fly, and I will tell my team, please create them a worksheet and get it up on the website in the next week or two. You're going to make a list of stuff that's going to happen. The lounge, the office, the parties, the family get-togethers, whatever it is. You're going to make a list of those, and then you're going to take them one by one, and you're just going to write you a few sentences. Here's what I think about this. I want to know the bullshit. We don't want to know the new hotness. This is not the moment where we switch our thinking, where we do any of that stuff. This is what we do. We write down, here's what's actually going to happen in my brain. Here's what's actually going to happen at the dinner, at the thing. I'm going to feel these things. You want to know what that is ahead of time. Okay? So that's just going to be step one. Write your shit down and what you're going to be thinking, feeling, and like what you think the actual experience is going to be like. Once we do that, y'all, you are not allowed to be helpless anymore. Helplessness walks out the door, because here's what our new thought is. What I know I'm about to face, I can make a plan for it. What I know I'm going to think is not a problem. I'll never have to be surprised by it ever again. Now that I've written it out, I'm probably going to hear it loud and fucking clear like a tornado siren when I walk through the door. That's good. Because last year, I didn't hear any of it. I just went face down in shortbread cookies, not listening. So we're not going to make our thinking and the situation a problem anymore. We are going to make it a part of our weight loss journey. Because here's the secret. If you're going to lose your weight, guess what you're going to have to do? Learn how to lose it during the holidays. And you got to learn how to maintain during the holidays. None of you can afford a 2-month pass anymore for the rest of your life. You cannot spend that 13 years of your life. If you spend 2 months of your life giving up on yourself, giving up on your goals, you have now spent over 13 years of your life giving up and feeling hopeless. No, ma'am. So we're going to make our list, write out our thoughts and feelings and what we're going to expect. And then the second thing we're going to do is we're going to tell ourselves, good to know. I will think all of this. I will feel this stuff. And I'm going in prepared for that. I'm not going in shocked by it. I'm not going to go in and whine about it. I'm not going to go in and call my accountability partners like, but I did a worksheet and my brain still says, well, no shit, Sherlock. What'd you think your brain was going to do? You write down a few thoughts and retire that son of a bitch? No, it's going to keep it. It thinks it's gold. Y'all don't need the thoughts to go away. You need to face them when they show up. You just need to say, I knew I was going to think and feel this. And I planned ahead of time for what I'd say to myself, what I would do, all the things that I could do at this party in this moment to make things easier. Like if I'm a teacher, and I know the teacher's lounge is just jack loaded with shit every single day, guess what Corinne's going to do? Figure out a way to not walk in there very often. I'm going to go in there when I have got my mojo up before, when I've texted my accountability partners, whatever it is. I don't care if you like wag a rabbit's foot around and you rub that son of a bitch before you walk in. Get you a horseshoe, put it in your pants, whatever it takes. But come on with a plan. Some of y'all like, but I work in an office and, you know, the back in the break room, there's food. They don't go there. Fucking lunch and eat at your desk. This is not hard. Like, there are things you can do. If you can't avoid the rooms, then get your rabbit's foot and your horseshoe. Here's what you can't do. Say there's no way you can say no. That's not an option. Here's what else you can't do. Act like you're a victim. If I told every one of you that if for, let's say I put a room full of nachos, blondies, all my favorite foods and yours too, in a room and said, now, I'm going to need you to sit in there for 8 hours. And you can't eat anything, but I need you to sit in there for 8 hours. And when you walk out, you'll be at goal weight. How many of you could sit in a room of all your favorite foods plus mine for 8 hours if the promise was you'd walk out at like magic times? My scepter waves, and you are at goal weight. Suddenly, you would not be a wilted flower. Suddenly, you wouldn't be like, I just don't think I can. There's no way. Oh, my God. None of you would do that. You know why? Because you would just sit there and think, I can do this. And it would be hard. You know what would happen? You'd smell the food and your automatic thinking would be like, ooh, that looks good. You would sit there about how much fucking longer. But then you would tell yourself, but at the end, it's going to be worth it. At the end, it's going to be worth it. Notice how none of y'all don't have those conversations. You wonder why it's so hard? It's because nobody's thinking that at the end, it'll be worth it. No one is sitting there thinking like, yeah, it's hard, but this is what I'm going to do. Y'all are just like, oh my God, my brain thought. So now I guess I have to eat. It's so unfair. They said they wouldn't have this. And oh my God, they did. There's no way I could say no. Y'all's conversation is very different. You have to listen to that conversation and then you got to have a brand new one. That's what it takes. That's how you're going to get through the holidays. That's it. So that second step, the first step literally for our worksheet is going to be, we're going to list. In fact, I'm going to change it up a little bit for my team. First thing they're going to do is they're going to list all of their, like, what are the common holiday situations? The second column is, here's shit that I know I'll think. I'm already thinking it now. Here, it's my golden doo-doo thoughts. And I'm probably going to feel these ways. The third is we're just making an agreement with ourselves. I knew this was coming. I mean, I want you for every one of them to tell yourself, I know I'll think that, and that's okay. This is not going to surprise me anymore. When I think this, here's what I want to tell myself. So the third column is literally, I just want you to make peace that those thoughts and stuff are going to come up. And then the fourth thing, I want you to do, this is the easiest one. Come up with your strategies. Ideate and brainstorm. Is there anything I can do to help this? Are there conversations with people I can have ahead of time? Some of y'all just never even tell people how to help you during the holidays to lose weight. Like if your mom makes tons and tons of like treats and stuff, just say like, hey, this year I'm also trying to lose weight. Could you have a salad too? Because what I'd like to do is have like half my plate full of salad and a little bit of all my favorites. Because in the years past, I've ate so much of them. I'm just miserable when I leave. I don't want to be miserable. I want to leave and I want to like feel really good. I want to feel the joy. I don't want to walk out of there feeling like my pants are exploding. That never lets me feel good. So that's going to be your worksheet. And all that's going to do is walk you through how to come up with some plans. Now, for all of you, you get to decide if you want to lose weight, gain weight, or maintain weight during the holidays. From the very first year I worked with people, I've always told people, if you don't want to lose weight during the holidays, you don't have to. But here's what I want you to tell yourself. I choose not to. I do not want you going through the holidays saying, I can't. I can't feels hopeless. I can't will have you eating way more than I'm choosing not to lose weight this holiday season, and I'm also choosing to really enjoy it, to not bastard eat all the way through it. There are so many ways to go through this, but I want all of you going through it empowered, not because you're giving up, not because you feel helpless. There are things always that you can do. Now, for some of you who are like, I don't know, like, I don't really have a lot of good ideas for how to handle these situations. I feel like my situation is so different. It's not like everybody else's. Take it to Facebook and say, I'm nervous because here's my holiday situation. Now, keep it brief. A lot of y'all like to write a manifesto. It's like, welcome to my TED Talk. The best way to get people's eyes on your posts is to keep them nice and short and sweet, just the facts. This is what I'm going to run into. I'm already afraid, and I don't have any good ideas for how to handle this. I would love for y'all to tell me, if this was you, what conversations would you be having? What would you be doing? What could I do to make this easier? Let your community help you. So many of our women have been here for a long time. They've already rode the rodeo of the holidays. They have amazing suggestions, and you should ask them for them. And if you're not in Facebook, because a lot of our members don't belong in Facebook or don't go to Facebook, take it to Ask Coaches. We will crowdsource some stuff for you ourselves. We will give you some ideas. But if you go to Facebook, you're probably going to get a buttload of women helping you because they want to help. So the first thing we want to do, y'all, is remember, you are in charge. You get to decide if you're going to gain weight, lose weight, or maintain your weight. I just want you to make the decision on purpose because it's what you really want for you, not because you've given up, not because you're not working on new solutions. You do not have to give up ever again in no BS, ever again. The next thing is just making sure that you really like your decision. So for all of you, one way to make sure that you're not just defaulting is when you decide, like if I say, I'm going to maintain this holiday season, you just take a couple of deep breaths and you listen to your body. And listening to your body is super simple. You check in with your face, your jaw, your neck, your chest, and your stomach. Usually a lot of our feelings center around our upper body, shoulders specifically. And when you say, okay, this holiday season, I choose to maintain, see what happens in your body. If things tighten up and stuff, it's probably your body saying, I actually would like to lose weight this holiday season or gain. It could be gain weight. And you're going to ask any of those questions, lose, gain, or maintain. If your body tightens, it probably means you want to do one of the others, but you just believe you can't. If your body softens, it's your intuition saying, this feels right to me. that is an easy way to kind of figure it out. So let's say that you think, I'm going to maintain this holiday season. You check in, you constrict. You're like, okay, why am I constricted? What's going on? Why is my body not open to this? Your brain will probably tell you, especially if you do some writing about it. You know, we have the big journaling camp coming up, not this weekend, but next, where I'm going to teach you how to like do a lot of this journaling. So it's not so scary, not so long, but this is one of those good opportunities to do a little writing where you just like, why is my body tightening up about this? Usually what will come up will be something like your brain will say, well, it's just too hard. You've never been able to do it before. You would have to disappoint a lot of people to lose weight during the holidays. You're just too busy for it. You will find the excuses really quick. So when you decide what you want to do, I want you to check in with yourself, because one of the really important things for me to teach y'all inside of No BS is to start listening to your body. We listen to our body for hunger. We listen to our body for enough. We listen to our bodies with the types of food we plan for ourselves. We also listen to our body for its wisdom. It guides us. And the physical sensations are often the wisdom speaking. So you just literally look at your excuses and say, oh, if I didn't believe these things, what would I choose? And if it's like, say, lose weight, it's like, okay, the only thing standing between me and losing weight this holiday season are these excuses. Now you've got something to take to ask coaches. Now you have something to get coached on. You can raise your hand on Sunday calls. You can take it to ask coaches. You can even put it into Facebook. Our coaches are in Facebook also. So we're going to check in with our body. And then the last thing that I want to talk about this week to get past all of the drama, and if y'all have questions, now's the time to pop them into the Q&A. The last thing is, once your answer feels good, you're going to just make a plan to get there. So if it was me, one of the things we have inside of the Handling the Holidays course for you is a special events planning sheet. You're going to look at all your special events and you're just going to plan ahead. You're going to think about, what are the favorite foods that I would like to have? What are some of the foods that are always prepared that I end up eating, but I honestly could care less? Just like for me, when we have Thanksgiving, like my brother loves King's Hawaiian rolls. And so Aunt JJ always makes rolls. Well, I'm not going to waste my time on King's Hawaiian rolls. Number one, I could get them any time of the year if I really wanted them. Number two, it's King's Hawaiian rolls. Although they're delicious, for me, they're not special. When we do Thanksgiving, I eat the things I don't get most of the year. Like, my mom makes her homemade chicken and dressing. And even though I'm not a big dressing fan, I do eat a little bit of the chicken and dressing because my mama makes it. I used to not. I'm in a different place in my life now. I'm like, I'm not going to have my mama forever. So I'm going to eat a little bit of it. JJ makes amazing macaroni and cheese. Like, amazing macaroni and cheese. You better believe this bitch will be getting down on some macaroni and cheese. And then whatever else we're making, like a lot of times we'll order, like we order a holiday ham. We order a holiday, like we, most of the time we order the turkey. Wait, you know what? I think we actually make the turkey. You can tell Corinne doesn't do the cooking. Corinne participates in the cooking of others. I'm not much of a cook though. But I like turkey more than ham, even though it's a holiday ham. It's not my favorite. That's my brother's favorite. So I just kind of go through. And then I also, like, we do deviled eggs. JJ makes amazing deviled eggs too. Just want to say I had those for lunch every day last week. They are delicious. So you just want to sit and you want to pick, like, what is going to make you feel like this was worth it? You know how we talk in No BS all the time about the red velvet rope? Your belly has a red velvet rope. What's going to make it past it this holiday season? And it better not be popcorn from Walgreens, because some dude got y'all the $10 tin at your office and you ended up going like ham on it because it was laying around. Be thinking about all of those things. So look at your special events thing and plan ahead of time. Get with your accountability groups. Send them your plan. Y'all share them. Before you go in, text them real quick and say, going in, I'm feeling this. I'm thinking this. I'm going to remind myself this. After it's over, check back in with them. If you don't mind checking in while you're there, check in with them as a blow-by-blow. You do what you need to do. And then make all of your goals and your plans impossible to forget. It's very rare that we're all not carrying these son of a bitches around with us 24/7. Screenshot, if you go to a party, screenshot your plan. Make it your home screen. Ain't nobody gonna see it but you. Do whatever you need to do. If you need to practice in the morning, reviewing what your plan is for your party, do it. Because here's the thing. When you decide stuff ahead of time, because what happens is most holiday seasons is you're not deciding ahead of time. The only decision you make ahead of time is it's going to be too hard and you hope that you're good. That's not a decision. That's called wish. That's called hope. And as you know, we don't do hopium around here. So we got to make decisions ahead of time. And when we make decisions ahead of time, here's what happens. You give your brain now 50-50. When we don't decide ahead of time how we're going to eat, how we're going to show up, what we're going to think when our old duties come up, all that kind of stuff, we are only left with our old thinking. So you'll get 100% of that. You'll be so caught off guard. And if you're an introvert, then you're also going to be anxious because you're around people. You're going to have too much going on for your rational brain to take over. When you make decisions ahead of time, your brain now has two things to send. And that's what you want. You want your brain to be a little confused. I want this, but I know I planned for this. I want you in the messy middle. That is exactly where I want you. Now, some of you, sometimes making your plans and stuff makes it so much easier. Like your brain barely, like you go in so motivated and whatever, that it's not as big a deal as you thought it would be. But 80% of us are not going to be that way. Most of us, if you're like me, this is how it is for me. Like I never go in where it's just like, my brain is like, this is effortless. And I don't even think about other food. It's like, no, my brain is always going to go default back to 12-year-old Corinne. This is the way it is. I'm not caught off guard by it anymore. When I go into parties and meals and stuff, I go in knowing what I want to do. And when I get there, I'm like, ooh, everything looks so good. Like, I've already lost my weight. Nobody would know what I'm doing. It's all right. You're the queen. Like, my brain has a whole other host of bullshit that y'all don't even have. Like, it's all like, let's just eat. And most of the time, it likes to remind me, like, you know, you've always really loved being full. Even though nowadays, I don't love being full anymore. My brain still thinks I love being full. I'm like, I don't know. Seems like the other night when I had wicked heartburn when I ate too much, I wasn't exactly in love with it. Like, it doesn't mean that my brain doesn't still think like, oh my gosh, isn't being full so fun? Remember the good old days when you were a kid and we used to just eat a whole pizza and candy and then we'd watch Blockbuster movies? My brain still thinks that's the glory days. So when you walk in, you get a 50-50 now. You get half your brain talking its old smack. And you got the other half of your brain saying, what about all those plans you made? Remember that call you were on with Corinne? She's all fired up. If she was in the room, I don't think she'd let you eat this stuff. She'd be like, what's your protocol? Let me take a look at that. We want that to happen. We want the other side of your brain to have a say. Because the moment you have a 50-50 chance, you can win. If you don't give yourself a 50-50 chance, good fucking luck. It's probably not happening. All right, I got a couple of questions. Can you make us all walk through the exercise of feeling the body in this call? All right, so let's just do it real quick. This will be simple. Everybody think real quick, and I just want you to make your snap decision. Whether you're going to gain, like you want to gain weight, you want to lose weight, or you want to maintain weight this holiday season. So we're just going to choose our adventure. I'm choosing maintain. Okay. So now everybody just take a big deep breath. And all you've got to do is listen or pay attention to what's going on in your face, in your shoulders, your chest, and your gut. So I'm going to say it out loud, and you just think whatever you're going to do, and you just pay attention to what happens to your body. I'm going to maintain this holiday season. So what I noticed, there was no clenching. Nothing changed in my head. Nothing changed in my chest. I actually exhaled slightly. I noticed my shoulders dropped about maybe this much, which is like, I don't even know what that would be. It's not even a whole inch. I just noticed that like I was able to stay kind of relaxed. That means my body agrees. My body's like, this is what we want to do. Now, this doesn't mean there's not a part of me that's like, this could be a little hard. This doesn't mean that I don't have a few doubts. Because just like all of you, of course I have a few doubts. I'm going to Vegas twice. I got two 50th birthdays on top of two Thanksgivings, two Christmases. And that's if there's no parties. I haven't even talked about my restaurant yet. Oh, and let me just say, in the midst of the holidays, guess what we're rolling out at my restaurant? We're finally rolling out nachos. Rolling out nachos during the holiday season. So there's a part of me that's like, I don't know. This might not happen. But my gut is saying, this is what you really want to do. You want to choose maintaining. And because I want maintaining, that means I'm going to plan for maintaining like a boss. I'm going to figure out how often I will have said nachos. I will figure out ahead of time of all the meals I'm going to be eating out, what's going to be worth it and what's not. I'm going to make as many decisions as I can. So if your body relaxed, it's what you want to do. But that doesn't mean you believe you can do it. That's why we need to do the worksheet that's going to come out. We're going to build that worksheet that I taught in the very beginning that's just out of my ass. So don't be looking for it on the website yet. Give us a week or two to get it done. Worksheets, you can't just turn them around overnight. That's why we do all that work, to help us feel more assured, to help us believe a little more, to lessen the doubt, to turn down the overwhelm just a little bit, to get more committed to our goals. That's what we've got to do. So get in alignment. Now, if your body tensed up, that probably means that whatever you chose, you don't really want, or that you don't believe it. So now you have to figure out, and you just do it the same way. If you constricted, now we're going to just ask ourselves two questions. You're going to check in. Do I feel constricted because I don't believe I can do it? And your body will probably, if you really just don't believe it, something in your body will probably speak to you saying, that's just the truth. That's good to know, because now we're just going to do what we just said. Now we just need to figure out, well, why don't I believe it? This is the only thing standing in my way. It's not the holidays and it's not the food. It's my thoughts about all of it. That's standing in the way of me believing. And then if I work through this and I have a good plan, I can feel a little bit more confident and I can start applying those plans. The other question would be, what was the first one I asked? I just don't believe it. The second question is, I feel constricted. That must mean I don't want it. And I don't mean want it like want it. I mean, like, this is not what I want to do. And if your body relaxes, then you need to pay attention to that. Some of you may genuinely not want to lose weight during the holidays. Your holidays may mean so much to you and the food means so much to you that you are like, I know that if I gain a few pounds during the holidays, I will not beat myself up. I will not feel bad about it. I know I can get right back on track when everything's over. It's worth paying that price. It's worth 3 to 5 pounds and I'll lose it quickly after. And I feel very assured in that. And that's okay too. The last question. How do you let go of shame when not following your plan? Thinking, you have to find the thoughts creating the shame, Megan. So when you don't follow your plan, you have to ask yourself, I feel shame. Why? What am I thinking about? And then write those thoughts down. Those are the ones you need to get coached on. That's the only way to let go of the shame, is we have to poke holes in the thoughts that are creating the shame. So we have to just take them one at a time. You can run them through the four ends. You could take it to ask coaches. You could say, when I don't follow plans, I feel very ashamed. Corinne told me to write down 3 to 4 things that I tell myself about it that feels shameful. Here's what they are. And then you just need to tell them, like, do you actually believe all of those? Or sometimes there's two things that happen here, y'all. Sometimes we feel shame about not following. We feel shame about something in life. And when we actually look at the thoughts creating the shame, some of them we don't really believe. Our brain hasn't quit thinking them yet. It's just like for a long time, I really thought I wasn't good enough and I believed it. And it was true as shit. And I would feel very helpless. And I would feel very bad. My brain was just in a loop. Like for a long time, I worked on feeling really proud of myself, like really working on my self-worth and all kinds of stuff. And then something happened one time in one of my coaching sessions where I was like, this must be my not good enough stuff. And my coach asked me to like drop into my body. And I was like, I honestly don't believe that I'm not good enough. Like, I just don't believe that thought anymore. And she said, the only thing that's happening now is that when things don't go a certain way, your brain is still used to telling you you're not good enough. And that's why you need to remind yourself, I don't really even believe that anymore. I'm just not out of the habit of thinking it. I'm not out of the habit of that being the first thing. So for shame, you write down the thoughts. If you're earlier in the game, you're probably believing them. For some of you who've done this work for a long time, you're probably in the loop of thinking them, but you're not even asking yourself, do I even believe this anymore? Because if you don't truly believe it anymore, you just have to tell yourself, yeah, I just don't believe this thought anymore. I'm just used to thinking it. And that's all. And just because like you think it, that does trigger an emotion sometimes. Any advice for food pushers and the Uncle Bocephus concerns? We are actually going to be doing that on November 22nd. That is the week we do How to Handle the Family of Assholes. Let's see. Also, if you listen to my podcast this last week, Coach MJ, she did she was on the podcast this last week. So if you listen to my public podcast, it's the Losing 100 Pounds podcast. You can hear Coach MJ talk about the three types of food pushers and stuff. So you might want to listen to that also. When I get hungry, I eat, but then I stop because I don't want to eat it all. But then 5 minutes later, I'm still hungry. Do I continue eating or do I just stop and wait? I don't want to get hungrier than I eat too much. So this is the thing that I would do, Lucilla. I would practice waiting 10 minutes rather than 5. And then back it to 15 and back it to 20. Sometimes what happens is we get like emotional hunger. Like we think we're still hungry. And it's really just we're emotionally hungry. We kind of want to finish even though we've put in the pause. And then the other thing that I would tell myself is if I get hungrier later, it doesn't warrant an overeat. I will eat just enough. Right now you're telling yourself, well, I don't know about all this. Like, you know, I could just overeat. It's a possibility, but let's not focus on that. Let's focus on changing the narrative. The new narrative is if I stop eating when I think I've had enough and I wait a while, if I get hungrier later, I can top it off. That's always an option. That is so much different than saying, well, maybe I should eat because if I don't and I get hungrier later, I'm going to trigger and overeat. That may have happened in the past, but that doesn't mean it's going to happen in the future. And usually when it happens, when it's happened in the past, it's because you never gave yourself the option to eat permissively. All right, y'all. That's it for today. I will see everybody on Sunday. We have coaching. Let's see, who are we coaching on Sunday? Sunday is weight loss coaching with me. We're going to do it at 10 a.m. So if you want to come and raise your hand, this will be the call for you. I will see y'all then. Bye, y'all.